This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. Begrudgingly, President Trump says he will respect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of next week's State of the Union address and will deliver his address in the House chambers once the government shutdown is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The man accused of killing five people at a bank in Sebring, Florida yesterday and then calling 911 on himself is being held without bail. 21-year-old Zephan Zaver making his initial court appearance this morning, charged with five counts of murder. Zaver's a former correctional officer trainee. At least one member of Congress wants to call the NFL commissioner to testify about a referee blunder. Democratic Congressman Cedric Richardson of Louisiana says he wants the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to face lawmakers about the infamous non-call of pass interference in the NFC Championship game that many fans believe cost the New Orleans Saints a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
The call on Fox, the Rams went on to an overtime victory. Richmond wants the NFL to make a rule change so it couldn't happen again. The league is considering making all possible pass interference plays subject to review. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
It is late January, so it's not surprising, but Arctic air is starting to descend on the midwestern part of the country again, sending that region into a real deep freeze that could last until the end of the month. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
Lawmakers in New York State have passed a state DREAM Act, allowing kids of illegal immigrants across that state loans and grants for college. The measure easily passed by the Democratic-led Assembly and Senate yesterday. That follows 8 years of being turned down in the Senate there, which had had a Republican majority until last November's election. And the governor of New Jersey is giving state residents the option of battling opioid addiction with medical marijuana. Governor Phil Murphy outlining his administration's plan yesterday to overcome the opioid epidemic. Over 3,000 people died in New Jersey last year because of drug overdoses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, checking the time, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're back with you, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, help me deal with this, okay? We go from the hashtag MeToo movement, which is needed, no doubt. Hey, I support, you know, so much of what happened, at least the spirit of it. Let's just say that, okay? Like anything, like any other movement, it can take on its own personality and go in directions that, you know, I think somehow a compromise what the main issue is. But nonetheless, the hashtag MeToo movement here, I think, certainly valid and needs to, again, be maintained and considered very seriously. But, you know, we go from that to suddenly a red hat with an aspiring statement, a razor, and being white. Suddenly we have the pronounced new unholy trinity of toxic masculinity. Our next guest, good to have him back, Dr. Warren Farrell is with us. Dr. Farrell, maybe even your book, The Boy Crisis, might be tossed into it because you're taking on, you know, some serious issues with, you know, with earnestness.
Absolutely. I think what is missed in that whole process with the Covington experience is that these were, the claims been made that the boys were targeted because of their MAGA hats or their whiteness. But I think that what was the primary vulnerability is their gender, the fact that they were boys. And our belief in the toxicity of masculinity has blinded most people to the truth that when the media shows the full picture, it's a mistake, and the media would not have allowed that mistake to be kept even after that mistake was discovered. Right. If it was girls that were being targeted like that, the girls would have been seen as victims, as opposed to the boys being seen as part of, you know, being focused on for their MAGA hats and their whiteness and so on. Right. But not we aren't seeing that it's boys that if. Because the toxicity of masculinity has been so accepted recently, when we hear that a boy is doing something or boys are doing something negative, the American people continue to believe that even after the media evidence shows that they made a mistake to begin with. And I think that just like our racism used to run so deep, that, you know, when a black male was accused of raping a white woman, he didn't have a chance. Today, when males in general are accused of something, the negativity stays with us in our mind because we're so convinced of the toxicity of masculinity.
And stop for a moment and consider where the boys just came from. What were they doing in D.C.? But honoring women, honoring life, they just came from that, and which represents, I guess now, if polls mean anything, at least half of the country and a growing number of women that support life in this country. You know, the whole reproductive rights argument and that's being posed by the other side, you know, let's just set that aside and forget why the boys were in D.C., and really, you know, attack them all the more, and especially when the narrative falls apart. And here you have this Native American with his story that, you know, he's done this before. You know, we're finding out the truth of his background. I mean, sadly, I'm a former Marine, and it's embarrassing that you have a former Marine trying to steal valor, trying to say and suggest and even leave it open for suggestion. He doesn't quite, I mean, although I think a couple of times he may have said he was a Vietnam vet, never been in country, did say he was a recon ranger. No, he was a refrigerator mechanic. I mean, his credibility is out the door, but yet CNN and other mainstream media types will give him place and, you know, extend this thing, you know, to the point that these kids' lives are being threatened.
Absolutely. And this is, you know, of course, this Covington incident is just part of a larger picture, as you were saying before. And since since the Boy Crisis book has come out, I have received, I think, pretty much every day, one or two to five emails from parents of boys saying, my son is in seventh grade, eighth grade, and he's already hearing comments from his teachers that don't question toxicity of masculinity, that they can, you know, they don't talk about, his teachers don't talk about how wonderful it is that we're living here speaking English under in a basic democracy, as opposed to speaking German under Nazi rule, because millions of men in the United States train to be men and serve rather than be deserve. They went out and they died so we could be here not only to live but live in comfort. And look at, you know, every time you go to the toilet, you flush it, and everything that you that happens with what you flush into that toilet is taken care of by men who built our sewer systems and clean them out. And to say nothing of the house that you're in is built by, you know, construction workers who at the rate of one per workday hour die in the United States building homes, or our firefighters who prevent those homes from being destroyed after they're constructed. And, you know, this is not the discussion in classrooms today. There's no honoring of masculinity. And then saying, in order to be willing to die, is it possible that you develop a type of heroic intelligence? And is that heroic intelligence in conflict with health intelligence? Because health intelligence does not train you to be willing to die, but you were willing to die to serve your country and help other people live. That creates an extraordinary contribution. Let's balance that contribution with the way that you may have undermined your own health by keeping feelings to yourself or keeping your pain to yourself, or just being willing to, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, rather than if you're really in pain, the tough get going to a therapist. Also, you know, what is the balance that we want for our sons? When our sons see the Super Bowl on February 3rd, do and they express an interest in playing football, do we applaud that interest and say, this is wonderful, it will help you develop discipline, it will help you develop teamwork, it will help you develop the ability to figure out plays in a tenth of a second and make and be flexible in your mind? Or do we say to our sons, this could lead to a concussion, this could lead to spinal cord injuries? So that we're going to, the future of masculinity is our parents learning how to deal with our sons' balance between the heroic intelligence that they used to develop to the health intelligence that we want them to also develop without losing the heroic intelligence. That should be the intelligent, nuanced discussion that we have. And I hope the Boy Crisis offers that. And, but it's it's almost the parents of Reading the Boy Crisis are saying to me, you know, my son doesn't even have a chance to get to that place because he brings up some of the ideas we talk with him about at the family dinner night at the table, and he's told he's mansplaining.
Yes.
So, like, you know, 1 minute they're telling him the toxicity of masculinity is about not expressing your feelings. Then he expresses his feelings, and they're telling him he's mansplaining. Mm-hmm. He feels like he's caught between a rock and a hard place, Dr. Farrell. What can I do?
Exactly. Well, that's what is going on with our boys, and what you've cited so clearly in the boy crisis that has started conversations across the country, and we will continue the conversation here with Dr. Warren Farrell. The boy crisis, toxic masculinity, the invalidation of a voice, you know, that's asking for an explanation, not mansplaining, just trying to understand. We'll continue. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
someone once said, live free or die, right?
On the mountain, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You've got to be hills and valleys.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 19 after the top of the hour. In his book, The Boy Crisis, Dr. Warren Farrell lays out the issue. And no doubt that this has resonated because we have seen this happening to our kids. And we're going, whoa, what's going to happen here? I mean, the boys are suffering right now. Look at educational results that come out. Girls now more successful than boys. It's almost like the system has been rigged against them. Boys being who boys are, the answer by educators is, hey, let's just drug them up. And parents have seen this, you know, happening to their children. And we're going, whoa, wait a minute, you know, we're going to have problems here in River City if we're not having them already. You imagine a generation of boys who have been told that they are toxic, that they are less than, that they're invalidated, that their natural instincts, which as Dr. Farrell had cited in the first segment, have saved and have invented and have been there. They've been, you know, in any kind of emergency, they're the first ones to run into the fire. They have been natural protectors. I mean, there is a design for boys just as there is a design for women and girls that that serve as a complement. But it's not that one becomes greater at the expense of the other. And this is what this identity crisis and what, you know, feminism has done to this country. And right now, Dr. Farrell, it's the boys. They're taking it on the chin. So what do we do? What's the solution?
Well, there's a number of solutions. One is one of the things I found in doing the research for the boy crisis is that the boy crisis resides where fathers do not reside. That is, all over the world, in the 63 largest developed nations, boys are in crisis mode, doing worse in every academic subject, every single academic subject, especially reading and writing, which are the two biggest predictors of success. Mm-hmm. But where the fathers are involved with the boys are doing quite well. And so, and then secondly is the intact family. You know, liberals and myself as, you know, the leading male feminist in the world for many years, used to feel like the family wasn't that important, my colleagues, the feminist movement colleagues, used to read books on Lenin and the destruction of the nuclear family as being a patriarchal system that oppresses women. Well, I never believed that. I didn't have any idea how important the intact family is. And so, for example, in the United States, 53% of women under 30 who have children without being married. And one of three things happens with the children. Either the children don't even know who their father is, or they know who their father is, but they know very little, they have very little interaction with their father. Or third, the mom and dad are living together when the child is born, but they don't have, that child has contact with his or her father for between 3.5 to 4 years on average only. And so, and then after that, the child often feels abandoned by his or her father. But most importantly, the child does not get exposed to the 9 different dad-style parenting contributions that dads make to the family versus the different styles that moms bring to the family. And what I learned in my research for the boy crisis is that both dad-style parenting and mom-style parenting are so important. Dads do roughhousing, and moms think it's just a kid. You know, they think that they only have one more child to monitor.
Right.
And they have no idea. And I didn't have any idea, so I don't want to put this on moms or dads. Mm-hmm. This is, I had no idea before I did the research for the boy crisis that, in fact, the amount of roughhousing children do with their parents, particularly their father, teaches them to be more empathetic. I would never have put empathy with roughhousing.
Right.
It also teaches them to be more assertive, not more aggressive. I would have associated roughhousing with aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so just learning about all these contributions and then also saying to dads, you know, dads, you've got to do your homework. You've got to read up about what's inherent inside of you that leads to your children doing so much better when they have your involvement, not just your boys, but your girls. The boys, it has a significantly greater impact on, but girls are far less likely, for example, to be pregnant out of wedlock as teenagers if they have father involvement, and I mean far less likely.
Mm.
And so these things just shocked me, but we're not having that discussion. And the most important place for that discussion to start is at home, with family dinner nights. And family dinner nights are very important, as the data has shown, the headline data has shown. But what people haven't learned is that some family dinner nights can turn into family dinner nightmares, by the kids feeling interrupted, the parents feeling unheard, the kids speaking up, and it turns into a lecture by parents who interrupt them, and the kids withdraw and therefore find their electronics far more attractive than their parents. And
exactly.
Parents need to know how to do family dinner nights in such a way that it's something the kids are looking forward to, and it's entertainment, it's information, and all the problems they're going through in school, they know the parents will have a full ear for it, and that yet there will be a time for their parents to offer guidance, but how that guidance needs to come is really important.
Well, I'll tell you, just that alone, just dinner nights, having that regular time together to interact with the parents, how your day, and, it is a shame, Dr. Farrell, how we've abandoned that important time of us reconnoitering, getting together as a family to interact, is it not?
You're absolutely right. And it's gone from, like, family dinner nights. And in the past, family dinner nights have usually been wonderful, but they haven't been coupled with good listening skills. They
right.
haven't been coupled with parameters on them that make sure that the children don't bring electronics to the table,
right.
or that make sure that one child doesn't get captured most of the attention and therefore make the other children angry, bored, and feel neglected. So there's lots of subtleties to doing
right.
a really good family dinner night that I just encourage if people are reading The Boy Crisis to look at the Appendix A that gives you the structure for the family dinner night and follow that rather than have family dinner nights deteriorate. But the important thing here is a good family dinner night is what leads to some of the boys and girls doing just really well today, versus what is often happening is that the child is hearing negative things about the divorced dad. He's irresponsible. He's a narcissist. He's, he's a liar. And then he looks in the mirror and sees, maybe I look like my body language, my nose, my hair looks like my dad's.
Right.
Maybe I'm a narcissist, a liar, and irresponsible.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that poison, one of the biggest forms of child abuse that isn't understood is the bad mouthing of the parent that isn't around.
Right. And the other thing that I want to encourage parents about family dinner nights, it's not like all of a sudden the first time you're going to do it, telling the kids put their electronics away, we're going to sit down as a family and do it. Some of this is going to be a process, because you've got the difference of where you are right now to the difference of where you want to be. And this is why I often say, and in reading your book, The Boy Crisis, we need to ask the question, what is the end game here? What do we hope to accomplish, whether it's with dinner nights or even with raising healthy boys and girls?
Yes, and actually, and the end game is raising healthy boys, but what if the end game is not just for boys, it's also for girls. Which of our daughters who are heterosexual, which of them do not want a man who is healthy, balanced, able to succeed? Which of them wants a man on the other hand, that is, that is addicted to video games, addicted to porn, addicted to drugs, likely to commit suicide, we have to produce males. Our daughters feel worthy of their love. We've spent the last half a century focused on helping our daughters become more competent in math and STEM, the STEM professions. That's wonderful.
Dr. Farrell, we got to leave it there. I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. Author of The Boy Crisis.
Businesses and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. Begrudgingly, President Trump says he will respect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of next week's State of the Union address and will deliver his address in the House chambers once the government shutdown is over. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, if you use broken things, then here I am, Lord, I'm all yours.
Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. All right, the question of the moment is your high school student ready to take AP classes, huh? Well, the College Board is going to be talking about how taking challenging courses can give your teen the competitive edge. Terry Redican is going to be joining us in just a moment, AP Vice President with the College Board. But first of all, a little bit of background here. More than 2.8 million students take advanced placement exams every year in 38 subjects. Starting in January this month, students can sign up for fall courses. Why should you encourage your child to take an AP course? Good question. Well, key reasons. The admission advantage and the opportunity to save time and money in college. Completing AP courses and exams distinguishes students in the college application process. College admission officers like students who show initiative to learn and take challenging courses. Students who are successful in AP can get college credit in over 3,800 U.S. colleges and universities. They typically graduate in 4 years, saving fifth-year college costs. So think about that. Research shows that AP students earn higher college GPAs and have higher graduation rates compared to their peers who don't take AP. So as I said, AP Vice President Terry Redican is here to tell us more about it. Terry, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm doing great, and great introduction to AP there.
Well, you know, this is this makes so much sense. You know, some of this we have to understand. You know, we're getting our kids through school, and as we're starting to approach college, I mean, planning is so important. And if you understand, you know, some of the advantages that are available for you, then better for you and better for your child, right?
Those advantages are real. Students can earn credit. It saves them time and money. College admissions officers, as you mentioned, they look for students who are challenging themselves in high school by taking AP courses. And those students, they're able to develop skills, important skills like critical thinking, reasoning, communication, things that will help them once they get to college and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why would you not want a step up to be, you know, further ahead? You know, you're given an opportunity here. Well, you can start at the starting line, or I can give you a 20-yard advantage. What do you want, right?
Right on. And, you know, nearly all U.S. colleges and universities grant credit and placement for qualifying AP exam scores. That would be scores of 3, 4, or 5. Mm-hmm. So students can take that credit and they can send it anywhere. By contrast, some other credit granting programs don't necessarily have that credit that transfers quite so flexibly as AP. But AP scores, they're taken nearly anywhere.
Wow, that's great to know. How does a student, Terry, decide which AP course to take?
Good news, Bill. There's an online tool. Millions of students back in the fall took the PSAT and MSQT. And right now, their scores are available online, and there's a section of that online score report called AP Potential. Students can go there, see what AP courses are at their school, and they can see which courses they have a particularly high potential of being successful in based on the strengths they demonstrated when they took that PSAT back in the fall.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. That's good.
Yeah, it's a neat tool. And the other resource is the people around you, your high school counselor, teachers, your parents. Between talking with folks that care about you and using that online tool, those hopefully give students a couple of great resources to figure out what AP course is a good fit for them.
And I'm sure probably, you know, if you did a little introspection and considered the things you like and that you've done well historically, that would probably give you some insight as well, would it not, Terry?
Much. I mean, really, one of the beautiful things about 38 AP courses is there's so many different opportunities out there. We've got STEM courses, science, technology, engineering, and math. That's a very popular buzzword today.
Right.
For good reason. There's so many career opportunities out there, but we have great social science courses and English, math. We've got such a great range of courses.
Well, that's excellent. Well, let's take a look at how college credit, the whole process, how does that look by taking AP?
Yeah, so there are credit policies at nearly all U.S. colleges and universities. And so long as you earn that qualifying score of 3, 4, or 5, you're able to use that credit anywhere. So let's say you take AP English language, and you take the course all year. You develop the skills around that course. And when you take the exam in May, when you earn a qualifying score, you can send that via online tools to the college of your choice and earn credit.
Wow. That's excellent. Terry Redican is with us, Vice President of AP Program Delivery. He manages the Advanced Placement Program annual cycle, delivering opportunity to nearly 3 million students across 20,000 high schools worldwide. Boy, you got your hands full here, Terry. I mean, this is quite a load to stay on top of.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Bill. You know, it's really exciting, and we've got some great news because in addition to just what we've been able to provide for students over the do the heavy lifting, and teachers do the great work with students out there at those 20,000 schools. We are providing some new resources this coming school year, resources that teachers and students have asked for some time. We're providing AP teachers with an online database of 15,000 AP exam questions.
Wow.
That they can use for in-class activities or out-of-class practice throughout the school year. And students, they get these personal progress checks online that give them feedback based on the answers they provided that show them where they can improve and help them get ready over the whole course of the year.
I'll tell you, this isn't your mother, your father's AP course anymore, is it?
Yeah, you know, it's come a long way since I took AP. My first AP course was back in the mid '80s, and
right.
I'm very proud and to be a part of it now, especially with these new resources that are at no additional charge. We're excited to be able to provide that sort of thing to teachers and students.
Well, that's excellent, Terry. We got new resources, and I understand there's some newer AP courses available this year too.
These courses came out in the last few years. The first one I'll mention is AP Computer Science Principles. That introduces students to the foundational concepts of computer science. It includes coding, but it's not only about coding. They do hands-on projects that really give them exposure to what you can do with computer science from a career perspective, whether it's engineering or app development or 3D animation or visual design or robotics. You know, there's so much you can do these days with computer science. So that's an exciting new course that's been very popular. We also have AP Capstone. This is a two-course sequence, AP Capstone Seminar and AP Capstone Research. And you can take one or both of the courses. They're skills-based courses, and students love them because they can pick a topic of their choice, and their teachers work with them to develop their college-level research skills, presentation skills, and other skills. We find when students are passionate about a topic and they have a say in what they choose, they're much more engaged.
Well, and what a practical process there, Terry. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, one of the things about AP is you study all year, and, you know, there's this assessment at the end, this exam, and, you know, it's great to see students are able to succeed on it. But what we're trying out with some of these new courses is we have what we call through-course assessment. So these projects are part of the ultimate exam score that students earn. So they can sort of work on them over the course of the year, and it helps colleges and universities see the kind of work students can do, not only at the end of the year, but over the course of the year. So we're very excited about that development with these new courses.
Well, great job. This is great information. If you're not taking notes, don't worry about it. This interview will be available for you at our website so you can download and share with your peers and other parents should you like. Terry, where can they go for more information?
For more information, go to our website, exploreap.org.
Just like that, Terry Redican, Vice President of AP Program Delivery on Bill Martinez Live. Terry, thank you so much for being with us. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Take care.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what that means. Dancing popcorn, Coke boxes and all. It's time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I love doing that. The big fanfare. And we always love hearing from Steve, the movie guy, every week to get an update on what's happening at the box office. Well, Steve-O, you were right. Last was number one. Not quite as many millions as they expected, but nonetheless, 40, not bad.
Not bad. It made about 90 worldwide, and the movie only cost about $20 million to make. So,
wow. We're in the red overnight. Absolutely. Or we're in the black, right, should say. Right.
Whatever. And and M. Night Shyamalan put up that 20, so he's smiling today. This, of course, was the final film in what they're calling the Shyamalan Trilogy, of course, which started with Unbreakable, and then there was Split, and now we have Glass. I was talking to somebody who actually saw the movie, and they said, well, you know, the ending is open-ended, you know, so there perhaps could be another film. And
New trilogy?
What would you call it? Four films? I don't know what that would be, but there may be a follow-up. You'll have to stay tuned there. Upside, that was number two, making about 15. Aquaman, number three.
I had a chance to see that, by the way.
You did? Tell me
what you think. I liked it. I liked Kevin Hart, and I think, you know what happens a lot of times, you know, with controversy, all it takes is a little bit of success, and the controversy just kind of melts, which isn't to say that they're, you know, going to change their mind, or he's going to change his mind about the Oscars. They kind of ruined the moment for him. This is something that Kevin Hart had always wanted to do. As he said, it was on his bucket list. But I think that he stayed in the higher ground. But, you know, if anybody had any doubts about, you know, Kevin Hart and, you know, how he would be able to get through this little bit of a crisis, I think this movie is going to go a long way in just restoring, you know, his position.
Yeah, he's he's doing well. He's a movie star, you know.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
And it will be a no-host Oscars this year, so
right, exactly.
We can talk about that, too.
Right.
We had this Dragon Ball Super Broly, which was number 4. That's the anime film, and Spider-Man hanging into the top 5, rounding out the top 5. Yeah, I did see the upside as well. I thought it was, it's a terrific story, and really a story about a great friendship, so you should see that. And also, we have Stan and Ollie. I don't know whether you've ever had a chance to see that one, but it is going wide this weekend.
Stan and Ollie. Okay.
This is the Laurel and Hardy film.
No, of course. Yes, exactly. Yeah, number 23 down there in 84. Of course, very, very limited. But still, that should be interesting.
Yeah, we have, it's Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly as Laurel and Hardy, and they do a terrific job. It's just a great film, and I'm glad they're giving more people a chance to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We have several films opening up this weekend, but, of course, we had the Oscar nominations. You've seen the list, I would suppose.
Yes.
What'd you think?
As far as the list is concerned, I think as expected. I wasn't surprised by anything there, were you?
I wasn't either. We had a great year for film, and I was happy with all of the nominations. Of course, some people are going to be left out, but people were talking about Bradley Cooper getting snubbed because he wasn't nominated for Best Director. But when you produce a film and you direct a film and it gets 8 nominations and you are nominated for Best Actor, I think you can get by without
Best
Director.
It's like, let's not be greedy here. I mean, obviously they did a great job there, and they've got a lot of acclaim, So what did you think overall about, speaking of which, A Star Is Born? What did you think?
I thought it was a terrific film, and I think it was a major accomplishment for him because he did a terrific job, not only acting but directing the film. And Lady Gaga established herself as a major star. She was nominated for Best Actress. So, yeah, I was happy with it.
Right.
And, of course, the music is great and a lot of talent up there on the screen.
Going to be some tough choices, that and Bohemian Rhapsody. I mean,
Yeah, it's always fun to see what happens. A couple of surprises. Roma was nominated for 8 Academy Awards, which surprised me because, it's a terrific film, but it's subtitled. It's in black and white, not really mainstream fare, but it's a mass appeal, but it seems to be working somewhere.
Well, you got to give something for the snobs. I mean, if you're black and white... And you got subtitles. I mean,
the cinema snobs. Absolutely.
Yes, right, exactly.
We had Black Panther, too, nominated for Best Picture, and this is the first time a superhero movie has been nominated for a Best Picture. So, there you go. Okay, let's talk about what's opening up this weekend. We have an interesting film here with a terrific cast. It's not getting great reviews, and I'm not really sure why. It's called Serenity. 29% recommending, and this is starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Diane Lane, and Jimon Hounsou. Here's what it's about. Matthew McConaughey plays this guy by the name of Baker Dill, and he is a fishing boat captain who's leading tours off a tranquil and tropical enclave called Plymouth Island. And his quiet life is shattered when his ex-wife, Karen, shows up, which happens often in real life. And she's played by Anne Hathaway. She tracks him down with this desperate plea for help. She begs Dill to save her and their young son from her new violent husband, played by Jason Clarke in the movie. She wants him to take this guy out to sea on a fishing excursion and throw him overboard to the sharks and leave him behind for dead. Her appearance thrusts Dill's life back into a life that he tried to forget, and I can certainly see why. He struggles between right and wrong, and his world is plunged into a new reality that may not be all that it seems. Check out
After all, if she would do it to him, why wouldn't she do it to the other him?
I don't know.
And just saying.
I can certainly see why she was the ex-wife. I have another movie here which is getting great reviews. 86% are recommending this movie called The Kid Who Would Be King. Now, this is a PG movie, but it really looks good. It looks like something everybody would find entertaining. This is about a kid, Alex, played by Alex Serkis. The character's name is Alex, and it's Ashbourne Serkis who plays the part. He thinks he's just another nobody until he stumbles upon the mythical sword in the stone, Excalibur. And now he must unite his friends and enemies into a band of knights, and together with the legendary wizard Merlin, played in the movie by Patrick Stewart, they take on the wicked enchantress Morgana. So 86% recommending The Kid Who Would Be King. If you're looking to take the family out to a movie, that probably is it.
So he pulls out Excalibur and releases toxic masculinity. And everybody lives happily ever after.
Or not so much.
Or not so much, exactly.
80% are recommending a movie called The Invisibles. This is one that takes place during World War II. I love movies from that time period. This is a very interesting movie based on a true story. Joseph Goebbels infamously declared Berlin free of Jews in 1943. But there were 1,700 who managed to survive in the Nazi capital. And this particular movie traces the stories of four real-life survivors who learned to hide in plain sight. They moved between cinemas and cafes and safe houses, dodged Nazi officials and a dense network of spies and informants. 80% recommending that one. Looks good. Invisibles. We have The King of Thieves with another great cast, which isn't getting terrific reviews, but it's a movie which is based on a plot which we've certainly seen before. This is a true crime film about a crew of retired crooks who pull off a major heist in London's jewelry district. Now, what starts off as their last criminal hurrah quickly turns into a brutal nightmare due to greed. Now, this is starring Michael Caine, and Charlie Cox, Jim Broadbent, Ray Winstone. 33% recommending. They're saying, one critic saying it's kind of a lethargic account of a cracking tale. You might want to check out The Traitor, maybe for you, The King of Thieves.
A cracking tale we've heard and seen before, have we not?
We've seen that plot a few times.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Well, we'll see.
We have the film that is Germany's entry for Best Foreign Language Film at this year's Academy Awards, subtitled, obviously. 77% are recommending. This looks really good. It's called Never Look Away, and it follows 30 years in the life of a great artist, which is the story's loosely based on Gerhard Richter, who is one of the 20th century's most admired visual artists in this particular movie, played by Tom Schilling. Film goes from a childhood witnessing Nazi Germany to post-war East Berlin, where he falls in love with a young woman whose father is an ex-Nazi murderer in hiding. They escape to the West at the time of the Berlin Wall, and ultimately he becomes part of an exciting new movement in contemporary art. The film is called Never Look Away, nominated for Best Picture in the Foreign Language category, and 77% recommending that one. We have another movie from Australia which looks like fun. It's called In Like Flynn. This is a biopic that depicts Errol Flynn's roustabout early life in Australia before he became a movie star. And in those days, he was just kind of this adventurer. He was an opium smuggler, a gambler, a street fighter, a womanizer, and a gold prospector, which makes for an exciting life.
Pick one.
But it's based on this book called Beam Ends, which was his early autobiography. And it's the screenplay is written by Corey Large, who stars as Flynn, and also Luke Flynn, who just happens to be Errol Flynn's grandson. So they traveled around to all these locations there in Australia.
Oh, could you imagine the cinematography on this?
Yeah, well, you know, check out the trailer. It really looks like fun. 56% are recommending In Like Flynn this weekend. And also, finally, we have a movie called The Final Wish. And this is getting great reviews. 100% of the critics are recommending this. It comes to us from the people who gave us the Final Destination films. There are five of those. They started off in 2000, those Final Destination films. This isn't one of those, but it's from the creator of those films. And this follows this guy by the name of Aaron. And it, following the passing of his father, he returns to his hometown to help his devastated mother, Lynn Shane, and also to confront his past demons. And sifting through his father's belongings, he comes across this mysterious item that is far more than it seems. 100% recommending The Final Wish.
Turn up
so
the mystery music, huh?
Weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, just have some good fun here. We'll have to, you know, check these out, but and maybe even catch up on what we missed last week. I still need to see The Green Book. I haven't seen that.
Ah, terrific film. Nominated for 6 Academy Awards.
Yeah, got to check that out. He is Steve Evans, the movie guy, who gives us these reports every week, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world still. Steve-O, as always, have a good one. We'll see you at the Cineplex.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.